Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Happy Monday.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about e-commerce website perfection. We talk about what you need, the type of website that you should have to make it real simple for you to sell property. Mm-hmm. Before we get into it, though, Jill, let's take a question from one of the members on landacademy.com, our online community. It's free.
Okay. Matt asks, I'm looking to buy a piece of land where the wife passed away and the vesting deed says as husband and wife as joint tenants. Is this the same as JTROS, which is joint tenants with rights of survivorship? Rights of survivorship. I really said the right thing. That's what, now, if you heard something differently, Jack.
I did.
Uh-huh. Am I in the clear? Not me. That's part of the question.
Oh.
That's what Matt put here, not me.
So, what do you think?
So, you know, let me back up and say, when I do a deed, I always am very careful to put the full sentence. I put joint tenants with rights or survivorship.
Me too.
Every time. I'm not messing around. I don't want to leave it to chance. I don't want to have to look at this like poor Matt going, is that the same thing? I always do that. So I believe it's the same thing.
I do too.
I just don't like that.
So I don't think there's any technical difference between the definitions of joint tenants and joint tenants of rights with rights or survivorship. I think they're the same thing. And I think most recorders would agree with that, but why take a chance?
Right. Because if you're right, because if they meant tenants in common, which is different, they would have put tenants in common.
That's right.
Which they did not. They put joint tenants.
Yeah. So, I mean, used to be back, I don't know, probably 10, maybe 15 years ago, up to that point, there's a saying that my attorney still says it. Well, the recorder, whatever you send them, you could send them toilet paper and they're going to record it.
Right.
That's just not the case anymore. So throughout your career in land or in any type of real estate, if you're doing your own recording work, some stuff's going to come in. You're going to look at other people's deeds before you, and you're just going to laugh. You're going to show it around the office and say, mm-hmm. I can't believe that this actually got recorded in this
exactly.
state. Exactly. So, you know, it's kind of your job to clean it up when you get it.
Right.
That's how I look at it.
This is true. This is very
So the way
true.
That you take title, you have control over that. Or if you're conveying it to someone else, you've got a lot of control.
Yeah, do it the right way. Save yeah. you and your customers and everybody down the road a favor and do it correctly.
In fact, we for years and years, we've had the same person at First American kind of manage all the properties that we run through escrow. And she says, look, I just record everything as joint tenants, everything. So if it's three LLCs, joint tenants, unless somebody asks for something else. Mm-hmm. This whole notion of husband and wife on a deed.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you are married, it's just so much better. Because then it's got to be a stated, I don't want to get into the details, but if you just stick with joint tenants as a way to take property, regardless of marital status or anything else, it's the best way. Mm-hmm. There's exceptions, but that's the basic rule.
Thank you.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, this is the meat of the show. What is involved in your e-commerce website perfection? What does your website have to have if you're buying and selling land or any type of assets for that matter? You know, what would you think? Do you want to make it hard? Do you want to make it easy? Do you want to accept credit cards and just have them click out in the middle of the night like they're buying shoes? Or you want to talk to every single one of your customers?
Right. Do you want to leave out a lot of pertinent information and field a lot of phone calls?
Do you have a list? Do you have a list of like the top three or four or five things that you think are Well, let's start with our websites.
Well, I started with the big picture. Here's
yeah.
I broke it down in big picture, which is you want your customers coming to you. This is all about you selling your properties, your land, whatever it is, right off your website. So first you want them to be able to get you, that you want them to believe in you. They want them to trust you. They want it. So you're going to have to, you want something about you or your company, your business, and you want to convey that you're real. and transparency. I know that word is used a lot, but it's real. It's important.
Right.
The second thing is Jack, you want everything there. You want all the little details about your property. You don't want to be having unnecessary phone calls. You should get a clue if you start getting, 5-10 phone calls a week, everybody asking the same question about the same property. You might want to go back and just add a little note in there saying, oh, by the way, here's the tax situation.
Exactly.
Or, by the way, here's where the road is, or something like that. Add a little extra, add that in there so you don't have to, waste time on those phone calls. And then the third thing for me is you want to be able to, like Jack said, check out right online. Make it really easy for them. So
you want to have a good user experience. I'm a huge fan of putting your face, a picture of you, right on the website. Maybe it's a family picture if that's the kind of person you are with the dog and everything. It just makes you real.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago, Jill and I were just talking about this in breakfast. A long time ago, the face of Wendy's hamburgers was Dave Thomas. He's since passed away, and he named it after his daughter. I don't know if you know the story, but he was on all the commercials. He was the face of, and he was kind of the first one who ever really branded himself and the product that he had, the company that he had, and it was a spokesperson. And man, it's to this day one of the most successful campaigns ever. So I really think that if people can associate whatever the name of your .com is or your company name with a person, in a picture, and I think you're going to do much better.
I'm convinced that, even with you and I, Jack, when people see our picture, they know it's us.
Yeah.
They like the podcasts and the things like that that pop up on social media. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced, oh, it's them. Okay, right away, they know who we are. So, and our land customers.
When we started this, I was like, I'm not going to get in front of a camera. And I
thought going to tell that story because that's a good story too.
I always thought of it as just kind of a vanity thing. Nobody wants to know who I am. They want some good property and cheap, and they want to make it's easy and the whole thing. Well, I was wrong. I was dead wrong.
I think people thought too that I'm going to make it look like it's a big, massive company, and there is no real face of it because there's 100 of us or something like that. That doesn't make a difference at all.
Exactly. Yeah. No, you just want to be a regular person who's really good at buying cheap property, and we want people to come back and look at it, get the information that they need, like Jill said, in consistent formatting. All right, you don't want to do everyone differently.
Mm-hmm.
Consistent formatting. And you want them within a few clicks to be able to get the answers that they need and to be able to make a decision, an informed decision, and then check out right then.
Right.
So for some properties, obviously, over a certain dollar amount, and those are my favorite properties, what you want to do is set up a situation where they do check out, but they do not, if it's a $50,000 property or $150,000, or some of the deals that we're doing now exceed $1 million, you want to set the price at $600 or $500. So they check out on a credit card, and then you go start down the path of closing.
It's like a down payment or
closing
something.
Closing through escrow. Right. That could be, if you're selling on terms, that could be the down payment. If you're selling, if you know you're going to go through escrow and you're going to get financing, like some of these large ranch deals that we're doing, you still want them to make that commitment.
Exactly. Something up front to start the process.
Right.
And like Jack just said, just spell it all out. Some people don't. They think everybody gets it, and some of your customers might not. You might need to be real detailed and clear on, by putting $500 now, this is going to start the process.
This opens escrow, right.
And I will contact you within 48 hours, and here's the how it's going to go.
We're really lucky in general because the buy-side customers in this business and the other asset businesses that we have, they're bright.
Yes.
They're bright people. They know what they're doing. They know what escrow is in general. I mean, there's always one or two, but it's not really like an e-commerce website, so to speak, like Zappos where you're buying shoes or Amazon where there's a million product types.
Right.
So you want to treat them that way. Treat them with some respect. Assume that they really want to get all the information. That they're going to spend more than 3 minutes making a decision to buy a piece of real estate.
Exactly.
Instead of shoes. So, detailed descriptions are really necessary. The more graphics that you can put in there, that's always good. Maybe take one of the slots for the pictures. Take a look at our land site, landstay.com. Mm-hmm. It's probably, we just renovated it. I mean, it really recreated it, and it's looking great. Take a look at that site because it implements all the stuff that we're talking about. And, use one of the picture slots for your logo, or what we're talking about. If they don't, wherever you're posting, if they don't allow words and stuff, and land stays like that. Our members post all their property there. And it's just hard to manage graphics with words and stuff. But right. There's nothing stopping you from one of the footer pictures to put your logo in there or whatever message that you might want to, you have to throw that in there.
That's perfect.
So anything that you can do to make it super simple and make yourself stand out, keep the person on the site, you know, you're going to do that much better.
I thought of something else too. You want not only to see all of your available properties, but your completed sales. Thank you, Jack. Jack just went, oh yeah.
Yeah. That would have been bad if we finished. I
forgot about that. You want to keep all your past transactions there. Show sold.
Yeah.
To show what you do. What you want to explain it, Jack?
Well, there's just so much credibility. Yeah. We've done 15,000 deals, you know, more than 15,000. So, and those are on their website as sold. You know, is anybody going to peruse them? I hope they don't. but it just lends a lot of credibility for us. It lends a lot of credibility for the members who post the Land Academy members who post their property on the site, and it really gives the opportunity for a buyer to make a more informed decision. Let's say they're looking at 40 acres in southeastern California. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, our website and yours should allow you to look up all the stuff that we've sold in that area and for how much.
Right.
And so if this is grossly priced more, mm-hmm. well, then it better be in the description about why it's so much
why
more
is
valuable.
It? Exactly.
If it's way less, it better be in the description. But, you know, yeah. I mean, we put stuff in our descriptions like this. Yeah, it's crazy how cheap this property is. It shocks me too, but we bought it for less, you know, way less than this. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing stopping you from getting creative in a little bit in the description area mm-hmm. of your website and tell them a story.
Perfect.
We have a member, a very successful member. He says this all the time. You have to tell a story. And I talk about that in our education. And I'm not saying read a storybook. I'm saying just, what's the story like? Tell a real brief story about, yeah, we send letters out and we purchase property this way and it's super inexpensive and we're passing it on to you.
I have one thing to say that I have had members come to me that they were very concerned about that part, Jack, because they've been told by other sources that if you don't write well and write a beautiful description, your property's not going to sell. And I'm serious.
Who the hell says that?
It starts with an M.
Oh, MP?
Uh-huh. I've had people come to me and say, I was told if I'm not a good writer, my property's not going to sell. Hold on a moment. If your not price is going to sell the property.
If you're not a good writer, you will fail.
Exactly. Like, so I just wanted to let our listeners know that that's okay. You don't have to be a really good writer. You don't have to spend a lot of time on this and don't hire it out. But if you put a few sentences about the property, the area, you know, whatever it is about it, that's what's necessary and that's okay.
You know, like, it's like everything else. Go find, please use us if you need to. Go find somebody who's doing it right or an example of mm-hmm. what you like. Not necessarily us, but anywhere. Copy and paste it. And then make it your own. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying plagiarize in any sense, but I'm saying if there's a reason that in our structure over the years, the acres is first, the subtitle is second, the county that it's in is third, and on, and we put zoning information in. There's a reason for all that mm-hmm. stuff. So
we put in what kind of deed, just because we've had those questions.
Right.
We put all those details in there because we've learned over the years. You're right. And you will learn too. As you get into this and you see how quickly people are checking out or the questions that you're getting, you're going to go, okay, I need to reword this. I need to change this a little bit. You'll learn.
For larger properties, we always include a video, so it's usually a flyover video that I narrate in Google Earth, and we'd screenshot it and put it up there so that you can see driving directions, and you take a left here, and you literally just do it on the screen, and it's actually pretty cool. I get a lot of really positive comments
on
those things.
That.
Most of the comments are from people that aren't interested in buying land. They just like to take a little break.
I
it's
know.
Like a little vacation.
Exactly.
I love doing it. I think it's cool.
That's neat.
I did a video once. We had a bunch of property on the Mexican border in Cochise County, Arizona. And I got it so into it that I was like street viewing, going through these little border towns and stuff. And so I got so many comments on YouTube about that. Like, man, I never knew that was there. I've always wondered what that city was like. And again, I'm thinking to myself, well, you could go to YouTube and do this yourself, but I don't know. I guess it's just easier sometimes to watch somebody else do it. I don't know.
Tour guide.
Yeah, tour guide. That's it, Jill.
So
just kick
it.
Back and watch, I guess. I don't know.
It's good.
Did we miss anything?
No, I think we got it all.
I don't want to make this complicated, but there's some hard and fast stuff that it just really... Here's what you don't want to do, and this happens a lot, and we've been guilty of it with some of these new offshoot startups. Click here for more information.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that.
You just, it's an open-ended... It's a distraction for the buyer. It's a lot of work for you. You really want to say, look, we're in this business, and we buy and sell property all the time. We've never been there, and every single thing we know about the property is right here in this posting. So if you need more information, you're not going to get it from us, unfortunately.
Right.
You might get it from the county. You might get it from Google search like everybody else, but you don't want to create work. These postings should dramatically reduce work for you, not create it.
Right. The last thing you want to do is field phone calls from people saying, hi, my RV is 40 feet long and I want to leave it there for 6 months, but I'm going to be there every other month. Is that okay on this property? You do not want to be the middle person handling those phone calls.
How do you answer that? You want to role play?
No.
I'll be the RV owner.
No. I bet you will.
I will cause more problems.
No. I want to be the RV owner.
Do you want to? Yeah. We could do it.
All right. You want to role play real quick?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. We have like two minutes.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Hi, this is Jack.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at this gorgeous property. Are you there, by the way?
Am I where?
Are you standing on this property that I'm looking at online?
No. Oh, no, I'm in a different state. Oh. I'm three states over, actually.
Oh, shucks. Okay, I was hoping you were there.
Do you have a specific question,
Miss? Oh, well, yeah. You know, I've got this camper. Well, it's really not a camper. It's a Class A. Do you know what that is?
I do.
Okay. Here's the deal. My husband and I spend a lot of time...
Listen, lady. Listen. Linda, listen.
You know what? And you know, and I like to put a shed next to it, and I like to... Is that going to be a problem?
You know what? I can't say the expletives that I'm thinking.
Excuse me. I could go on and on and on. That's really funny. By the way, my father's very ill, and I might want to leave him out there. So,
congratulations.
But I'll set up the RV.
We've made the point.
Can I get something delivered out there?
We've made the point. That kind of stuff. We're not here for that. This is not that kind of operation.
Funny.
You know, I've said this before, and I do not.
How'd you know my name was Linda?
I've said this before. I don't recommend it. For a lot of years in the beginning when we started, we did not have a phone number for that reason. We just didn't have, the patience or the time. Now, with our higher membership levels, we include someone to answer the phone and field all those calls and that. But when you're starting out, that you do not want to do that.
That'll be your whole time. You're not going to be an acquisitions person. You're not going to be a deal maker. You're going to be just sitting there talking to... You're going to be a counselor on the phone.
Jill's an expert.
And an in-between person. I would send them to the county, by the way, to answer the question.
Yeah. On the buy side, Jill's an expert. Like within 15 to 30 seconds, she can tell whether or not the person's going to sell the property.
Oh, yeah.
And then what you want to do is really practice a polite way to get off the phone.
Right.
And because you have to make that decision. Am I going to turn this person into a buyer, or am I just going to let it go? We're just too far out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's based on personality. Yeah. If the person's drunk off their butt.
Yeah, you don't want to work with them anyway.
Bad stuff, and they have the greatest real estate deal, I'm not going to sit there and do the deal.
Right.
I mean, at a different point in my career, I might. But, you know, crazy stuff happens.
Exactly.
Join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss how to use information, that's me,
and role play with inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy a property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your data ambition. We could have gone on.
I know. I was going to have fun with that.
It was too open-ended.
I know.
It would have been better if we would have... change roles, because you actually know how to deal with that stuff.
Oh!
I honestly don't. It just makes me mad.
I got you a little off guard there. Yeah. You're like a little out of your element.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I would let you... I would, if the roles are reversed, I'd like you to talk... Do you want to do a real quick one? Reverse it?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. But I would let you talk just a little bit, and then I would politely referred you to where you needed to go to get the information and got you the heck off the phone.
Yeah, should we show them the right way? Really quick?
Sure.
All right.
Ring, ring.
This is...
Wait.
Oh.
Hello, this is Jill with Landstay.
This is Sally.
Hi, Sally.
And I smoked a lot of dope earlier.
Oh, nice.
And I saw your website, and I'm wondering if I should give up my apartment in Manhattan and move out to the desert in Nevada.
Not a bad idea. Okay, do you have a particular property
I'll buy it there. How much is it? I don't care where it is. I'll
tell you what. Go look at our website. It's landstay.com.
What? How do you spell that? This is like a good promotion for us.
LANDSTAY.com.
Oh, I mean in Chinese. How do you spell it in Chinese?
Oh, I can show you that. What's your email address? You know, Sally, what's your email address? I'll send you
something. It's at gmail.com.
Got it. Sally smokes a lot at gmail.com.
Sally,
click.
Sally's a liar. Sally's won't remember this conversation.
Oh, I've had those. Shucks, I had a drunk guy call me a couple times. Yeah.
With children, I've had those.
Oh, my
gosh. What do you
mean,
man? What do you mean, Dad? What did you? I know, that's exactly what we were talking about yesterday. Okay.
Good role play.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.